Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that sounds like a real drum and bass arrangement move, not just a vocal loop with effects on it. We're making a concrete echo edit, and the goal is a breakdown stack in Ableton Live 12 that feels dark, cinematic, gritty, and controlled. Think of it as the moment before the drop, the halfway reset, or a second drop variation where the vocal has to do a few jobs at once. It needs to create space, build tension, and hint at energy without giving the whole drop away. This works especially well in darker rollers, minimal tech step, neural-leaning D&B, and moody club tunes. In those styles, the vocal is not the star singer. It's a texture, a signal, a tension device. If you get it right, it becomes a proper arrangement weapon. So let's start simple. Take one strong vocal phrase, something short, maybe one or two bars, with a clear consonant or vowel shape. You want a phrase that already has attitude before any processing. If it's too busy, trim it down. Put it into a musically useful spot, ideally inside an 8-bar or 16-bar breakdown, or right before the drop, where it can actually help the transition. Trim the clip cleanly so it starts on the word or transient. If there's a breath at the front and it feels useful, keep it. If it sounds messy, cut it. This first phrase is the source of everything, so it needs character. A strong consonant gives your delay something to catch. A strong vowel gives the stack a haunting tale. Now make a clean anchor version. Duplicate the vocal track and leave one copy almost dry. This is your center point, the intelligible layer that keeps the breakdown readable. On the anchor, start with EQ8, high pass somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz to clear out low rumble. If the vocal feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If there's harshness, a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz can help. And if it needs a touch of air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can lift it, but don't overdo it. You want it to stay rooted in the darker world of the tune. Then add a little compression if the phrase jumps too much. Keep it light. Just a few dB of gain reduction is enough. The whole point is to keep the wording natural. Why this works in D&B is simple. The anchor gives the listener something stable while the rest of the stack gets more dramatic. In a dense mix, your ear needs a center point. That stable core lets you push the echoes and texture harder without turning the whole section into fog. What to listen for here is very straightforward. Can you still understand the phrase at a low volume? And does it sit without fighting the snare zone or adding mud under the break? If the answer is yes, you're in a good place. Next, build the first echo layer. Duplicate the anchor again, and this copy becomes your echo layer. Use delay or echo, whichever you prefer in Live 12. Keep it musical. We're not aiming for a huge washy wash. We want a repeat that feels like part of the groove. Start with a delay time around 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on how much space the phrase needs. Feedback somewhere around 20 to 40% usually keeps it controlled. If the effect is on the same track, keep the dry/wet modest, maybe 15 to 35%. Darken the repeats with filtering, so they sit behind the source instead of competing with it. Now listen to where the repeats land against the drums. In drum and bass, the vocal echo often works best when it answers between snare hits, not directly on top of them. If the snare is hitting hard on 2 and 4 in a half-time feeling breakdown, try letting the echo fall just after the snare or into the gap before the next kick pattern. That little timing decision makes a massive difference. What to listen for now is whether the echo complements the groove or smears it. If the repeat still feels like a response and not a blur, you're on the right track. And if the original phrase starts disappearing completely, back the effect off a little. The echo should support the vocal, not replace it. Now let's make it feel like concrete. Add saturator after the delay. Keep it restrained. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Around 2 to 6 dB is a good starting point. Turn on soft clip if the repeats feel too sharp. Then shape the tone with auto filter or EQ. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz, so the tail doesn't cloud the bass region. If you want that smoked underground feel, low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. You can also let a mild bump live around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, if you want more of that concrete wall character. Just don't make it nasal. Why this works in D&B is because the darker processing leaves room for the sub and kick, while the saturation gives the vocal density that translates on smaller systems. You're not trying to make it clean and polished. You're trying to make it feel like a vocal image with weight. At this point, you've got a choice. If you want a cleaner, more haunting breakdown, keep the drive low and the air a little higher. If you want a heavier, more concrete edit, darken it more, tighten the repeats, and let the attitude come forward. Both are valid. Pick the one that supports the tune. Now add a high, fragmented layer for movement. Duplicate the vocal again and turn it into a chop top layer. You can pitch it up an octave if that helps, but a beginner-friendly approach is just to cut the phrase into small word or syllable pieces and arrange them on offbeats or answer points. Try something like this. Main phrase on bar 1, short fragment on the end of 2, another tiny response leading into bar 2, then leave a gap for the drop. That kind of call and response movement gives the breakdown life, without overcrowding the low mids. On this layer, high pass aggressively around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe even a bit more if needed. If it has a nasal edge, soften that a little with EQ. A touch of reverb can help too, but keep the decay short and the wet signal modest. You want movement and air, not a blur that covers the rhythm. What to listen for here is whether the chopped layer adds forward motion without making the whole stack sound thin or busy. It should feel like the vocal is breathing and answering itself. That's the energy. Now we get to the really useful part. Print the echo tail if it's working. Freeze it, resample it, flatten it to audio, and treat that tail like arrangement material. This is a huge move because it stops you from endlessly tweaking the delay and gives you something you can actually edit. Once the tail is printed, cut it like a sample. Place it at the end of the phrase and trim it so it dies before the drop. In drum and bass, that clean handoff matters. Sometimes a tail hanging into the first snare of the drop can be cool, but usually you want the drop to hit clean and hard. This is one of those moments where patience pays off. If the tail sounds right, print it and move on. Don't get stuck in loop tweak mode. Commit early and start thinking like an arranger. Now bring in your drums and bass and check the vocal in context. This is where the idea either becomes real or falls apart. Listen to the vocal against the snare, the sub, and the top break. If the vocal weakens the backbeat, shorten the tail or reduce feedback. If it crowds the low end, cut more around 200 to 500 Hz. A good check is to mute the bass for a moment, then bring it back. The vocal stack should still feel like it belongs in the same track world. It shouldn't float above the tune like a separate song. And another important detail, keep the important vocal range mostly mono-compatible. You can use width in the reverbs and the air, but the center of the vocal should stay solid. Now let's automate it into a proper build. Keep it simple. Don't automate everything. A few smart moves go a lot further than turning the whole thing into a moving mess. Good choices are filter cutoff opening over 4 or 8 bars, delay feedback rising gently into the last bar or 2, reverb wetness coming up only at the end, or the chopped layer slowly fading in. A nice filter move might start around 300 to 500 Hz and open up towards 6 to 8 kHz if you want a real lift, but don't fully reveal the vocal unless the tune wants that bigger emotional shift. A practical arrangement shape could be this. First few bars, keep the anchor clear and let one soft echo breathe. Then bring in the chopped high fragments. As the breakdown develops, darken the anchor slightly and let the tail get a bit more active. Then in the final bars, thin the stack out, leave a hanging tail, and clear the space for the drop. That's how you make the vocal feel like it's moving the track forward instead of just getting louder. And that matters in DNB. Tension is everything. It's not about stacking more and more stuff. It's about shaping expectation. Here's a really good pro habit. Work in three passes. First get the timing right. Then get the tone right. Then get the width and the tails right. If you start with huge reverb and widening before the phrase is placed properly, you'll waste time and probably lose the groove. Also, listen at 2 volumes. Play it loud enough to feel the atmosphere, then lower the volume and make sure the words and rhythm still read. If it only works loud, it's probably leaning too hard on texture and not enough on arrangement. And one more useful check. Mute the drums for a couple of seconds, then bring them back. If the vocal suddenly feels disconnected from the groove, the timing or placement is off. If the drums return and the vocal still feels like part of the same world, you're in the zone. Now do a brutal pass and decide what actually earns its place. Mute each layer one by one. Does the anchor carry the meaning? Does the echo add drama? Does the chopped layer add movement? If something feels decorative, remove it. In most cases, the cleanest result is just the anchor, one processed echo, and one short high fragment. You don't need 5 ideas fighting each other. The best vocal breakdowns leave a clear emotional outline and enough room for the drop to feel massive. If the breakdown is too busy, the drop gets smaller. So when in doubt, simplify. Keep the anchor boring and the texture interesting. That's a very strong rule for this kind of edit. A couple of quick reminders before you close the session. Darken the repeat, not the source. Print the tail if it feels good. Leave the anchor near dry so the listener always has something to hold on to. And always check against the drums and bass early. not after you've fallen in love with the solo vocal. For the exercise, build a 4-bar concrete echo vocal breakdown stack using only one short phrase, only Ableton stock devices, and exactly 3 layers: anchor, echo, and chopped high layer. Keep the main vocal intelligible in mono. Make sure the tail stops cleanly before the next bar. If it works with the drums and bass, and the snare still punches while the sub stays clear, you've done it right. So that's the core idea. One strong phrase, one stable anchor, one darker echo, one high fragment for motion. Print the tail, shape it in context, and let the breakdown feel heavy, intentional, and ready to throw the listener into the drop.